Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Renaissance Corporation, ticker RNST. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into a regional banking player with some intriguing dynamics, you've come to the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Renaissance, a financial institution that might not be a household name like the big Wall Street giants, but has a solid footprint in the regional banking space. Let's unpack what makes this company tick, look at recent developments, and figure out if it's got the juice for your portfolio. Stick with me as we dive into the numbers, the news, and the big picture outlook. First, a quick snapshot of who Renaissance Corporation is for those who might not be familiar. Based in the U.S., Renaissance operates in the banking industry within the broader financial sector, providing a range of services like commercial and retail banking, wealth management, and insurance across several states. With a decent market cap and a workforce that speaks to its regional scale, they're a notable player in their niche, focusing on community-driven financial solutions. Their performance over the past few years shows a mixed bag, some periods of steady growth, others with challenges, especially when you zoom into shorter timeframes like the past week or month. But hey, banking isn't a sprint, it's a marathon, and we're here to see if Renaissance has the legs for the long haul. Now, before we get into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent chatter and performance trends. From the latest news snippets, there's a sense that Renaissance is navigating a tricky landscape. Think interest rate pressures and regional economic shifts. But the real meat comes from their most recent earnings call for Q2 2025, which dropped some critical insights. They've been working through a merger, focusing on integration and cost synergies, while also keeping an eye on loan growth and managing credit quality. Performance-wise, the stock has had its ups and downs across different timeframes, with shorter-term metrics showing some volatility compared to longer-term trends. How does this stack up against the industry? Well, the financial sector has its own set of headwinds, but Renaissance-specific moves, like that merger, could be a game-changer. Let's break it all down in our SWOT analysis to see where they stand. Strengths. Solid regional presence. Renaissance has carved out a strong niche in the regional banking space. Their focus on community banking gives them a loyal customer base, which is a big plus in an industry where trust and relationships matter. With a decent number of full-time employees and a clear operational footprint, they've got the infrastructure to keep growing locally. Diversified revenue streams. Looking at their revenue segments, Renaissance isn't just a one-trick pony. They pull in income from various product categories and geographic regions, which helps buffer against downturns in any single area. This kind of diversification is key for long-term stability in the banking world. Positive earnings insights. From the Q2 2025 earnings call, it's clear they're making strides with merger integration. Management highlighted progress on systems conversion and cost savings, which should boost efficiency down the line. Plus, their focus on loan growth, especially in key markets, shows they're not just sitting on their hands. Healthy profit margins. Digging into their financials, metrics like gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry peers. This suggests they're managing costs effectively while still generating decent returns, a critical strength for any bank looking to reward shareholders over time. Weaknesses. Short-term performance volatility. Let's not sugarcoat it. The stock's performance over shorter periods like the past week or month shows some choppiness. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it does signal that Renaissance can get rattled by market swings or sector-specific pressures. You've got to have a strong stomach for those dips. Debt levels to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but in a rising interest rate environment, higher leverage can squeeze margins and limit flexibility. If rates keep climbing, this could become a bigger headache, so it's something to monitor in their balance sheet updates. Integration risks post-merger. While the earnings call sounded optimistic about the merger, there's always execution risk. Systems conversions and realizing full cost synergies don't happen overnight. Any hiccups here could drag on earnings or distract management from other growth initiatives. Valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates, Renaissance isn't exactly screaming undervalued. The forward PE average suggests the market has priced in a fair bit of growth, which means there's less room for error. If they don't deliver on those earnings expectations, the stock could take a hit. Opportunities. Merger synergies and expansion. That merger we keep mentioning? It's a huge opportunity if they pull it off right. The Q2 2025 earnings call emphasized completing systems integration and unlocking cost savings, which could juice their bottom line. Plus, expanding their footprint through acquisitions could open up new markets and revenue streams. Loan growth potential. Management is laser-focused on growing their loan portfolio, as noted in the earnings call. If they can keep credit quality in check while ramping up lending, especially in underserved regional markets, they could see a nice bump in revenue over the medium to long term. Sector tailwinds. While the financial sector has its challenges, there are pockets of opportunity. If interest rates stabilize or if regional economic growth picks up, Renaissance is well positioned to capitalize with its community banking model. Their performance could outpace the broader industry if they play their cards right. Capital allocation flexibility. The earnings call hinted at a strategic approach to capital allocation. Whether it's returning cash to shareholders via dividends, their dividend yield isn't bad, by the way, or reinvesting in growth, they've got options. Smart moves here could drive long-term value for investors like us. Threats. Interest rate pressures. Banking lives and dies by interest rates, and right now, the environment isn't exactly friendly. Rising rates can crimp net interest margins, especially for regional players like Renaissance with higher debt levels. This is a big external threat that could weigh on profitability. Economic slowdowns in key regions. Since Renaissance revenue is tied to specific geographic areas, any economic downturn in those regions could hit them hard. Unlike national banks with broader exposure, their regional focus is a double-edged sword, great for loyalty, but risky if local economies stumble. Competitive landscape. The banking industry is cutthroat, with big players and fintech disruptors eating into market share. Renaissance needs to keep innovating to stay relevant, especially as digital banking trends accelerate. If they lag on tech or customer experience, they could lose ground. Regulatory and credit risks. The earnings call touched on maintaining credit quality, but it's worth flagging as a threat. Any uptick in loan defaults, especially if tied to economic weakness, could dent their balance sheet. Plus, tighter regulations in the financial sector could add compliance costs or limit growth. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Renaissance Corporation is a fascinating case for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a strong regional presence, diversified revenue, and some exciting opportunities tied to their recent merger and loan growth plans. On the other, volatility in performance, debt concerns, and external pressures like interest rates are real hurdles. For me, the key to watch is how they execute on that merger integration over the next few quarters. Get that right, and we could see some serious upside. But if rates keep climbing or regional economies falter, it's going to be a bumpy ride. As a long-term investor, I'd say Renaissance has potential, but isn't a slam dunk. It's the kind of stock you add to your watch list, keep tabs on those earnings calls, and maybe dip into if the valuation gets more attractive. What do you think? Drop your take in the comments. I'm curious if you're bullish or bearish on this one. And hey, if you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point swats on the platform. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.